A House on Fire, a Daredevil fic written by Slipping from Reality and read by 42 Do Not Panic. Summary. His mom has warned him that it would be a bit of an adjustment to learn to live with a roommate when he went to college. However, he's pretty sure she didn't mean anything like this. Or, Matt and Foggy have their first roommate house meeting at Columbia. Foggy knew beforehand, as the lucky owner of his own room in the modest NYC apartment housing 5 family members, that it would be a bit of an adjustment to suddenly have a roommate at Columbia, even without Anna having to warn him about it when they signed up for the dorms. "The important thing is communication," she said. "You're not magically going to get along like a house on fire. Even couples who live together have lifestyle differences, and they have a reason to try and work it out. You will have some habits that irritate him, and he'll have some that irritate you, too. The important thing is to talk it out and set healthy house rules." He listened with half an ear at that point, thinking it pointless to worry about before he even met his fabled roommate. Well, now he's met him, and Anna was right. Communication is definitely going to have to be key here. She couldn't have predicted the specifics of it, though. Her stories about her own college roommate leaving half-eaten apples around and never closing closet doors, probably, were pretty off-target. Matt set the standards when it comes to cleanliness and organization, often leaving Foggy scrambling to meet them. He is quiet, calm, and rational, and, if Foggy manages it, laughs at Foggy's jokes and doesn't mind going places with him as long as he isn't expected to talk too much. They've barely known each other for more than a month, but Foggy can't find a single reason to think of Matt as anything but a stellar roommate. He's perfect. That's maybe the problem. How do you live with a perfect person? Well, except for the... Matt comes in, cane tucked under his arm, expression severe around the glasses. "You said we need to talk?" Foggy laughs. "I said house meeting. You're making it sound like I'm trying to break up with you. Relax. Just come in here." Matt finds his way to his bed and lowers himself down gingerly. Great. Foggy probably should have done this at a coffee shop or something. Get some caffeine into him first. Loosen him up. Loosen himself up. He'll just have to power through this. "How's class?" "Is something wrong?" Matt asks instead, cutting right to the chase then. Foggy sighs. "No, of course not. It's probably just high time we have one of these. Didn't you have house meetings growing up?" Matt had told him about the orphanage in bits and pieces. Light hints, Foggy is sure they needed grown-up intervention and fights just like he and Theo needed. Mainly they were making, like, basic announcements after evening scripture. Like, that we were using too much toilet paper. That was pretty freaking one. Never had money to buy us 2-ply. Foggy snorts and is gratified to see Matt smile, too. "I'm so glad you're out of there, man, but nah, nothing like that. Mainly, I wanted to check in, see if there's anything we should, tackle as a team or find a compromise on." "Does this include eating habits?" Matt interrupts eagerly. "No," Foggy counters quickly. "We've had this discussion, Matt. You can't make me buy even more expensive vegan chips unless you're gonna start buying my groceries." Matt opens his mouth like he's about to propose exactly that, and Foggy has to steer this back into its intended direction very quickly before disaster strikes. Why the guy even cares if he prefers hot Cheetos to tasteless rice crackers, Foggy will never know. He has a suspicion that Matt didn't grow up with them, and now he's just jealous instead of pigging out on them like other people would. "Actually, if you don't have anything more to suggest, I have something on the agenda for us." Matt sits back primly, crossing his arms as he leans against the headboard. It would look intimidating if it wasn't for the 2 big sweater sleeves ballooning around his arms and flopping over his knuckles. Foggy likes that sweater. He takes a breath. "So, I got us 2 different laundry hampers." Matt crinkles his nose. "You want to separate our laundry again? I mean, it does work out cheaper to buy detergent together, and it is nice to not have to worry about it every second week, but I guess we're just getting them all mixed up, and it's just a hassle." This is a lie. Their clothes are easily distinguishable, seeing as how there's, at minimum, a 3-size difference between them. And Foggy won't let himself be told that Matt, who can tell the difference between Foggy's textbooks based on the texture of their cover and weight alone, can't feel his way between a piece of fabric and a considerable bigger piece of fabric. It's more that, well, Foggy has a suspicion, but it sounds really dumb, and he's definitely not going to say it aloud. Mad lips wobble a little. I'm sorry about that, but I... No, it's not a problem at all, you know, I don't care about that shit. Great. Now Foggy probably seems ableist or something, even though he knows Matt can do the laundry correctly. Easy as breathing. A toddler could do it. A baby, even, if it had the arm strength to lift up a pair of cargo pants. Matt tucks his arms even tighter against himself, almost nuzzling into the sweater. Into Foggy's sweater. If you're not happy with me doing it... Yeah, Matt is definitely nuzzling into the sweater. Foggy, arms outstretched in a pacifying gesture, feels distinctly bamboozled. It's not about that at all. Is Matt doing it on purpose? Well, if some of my clothes end up in your closet, I'd just assume you'd have the decency to put them back where they belong. But if that's too much to ask... Oh, come on, Matt. You know it's not about that. You're starting to sound a little... None of this would even have started if you didn't keep leaving your clothes around so that I'd have to throw them in my hamper. Really, Foggy, if you think about it... Matt! Matt's fingers are clenched into the material. His nose is barely sticking out of the collar, his words muffled into it. I don't mind. Really, I don't mind it. But you know that other people on campus can see when you're walking around in hoodies that are clearly too big? Lots of people do it. None of them even care. I would have noticed it. Matt returns stubbornly. They think that they're fucking. And they don't react to it by this point, but they think they're fucking. Matt still gets looks. It's impossible not to. Even his normal attire is uncontroversial. Fruit of the Loom type neutral colored vests, interspersed with the occasional bright blue hoodie hanging low off his shoulders and hips. Foggy was too scared by the idea that he'd been doing it on purpose. I don't think anything. Matt mutters. They don't even matter anyway, since when did you care about what people think? Foggy's fingers kind of itch. Hey. You know what? Fine, we'll get two different hampers, but we're keeping the same detergent. I'm already used to this one, you won't deny me that, would you? The detergent they're using currently is the brand Foggy had come to Columbia with. It all feels really simple all of a sudden. Hey, Matt. Matt's let the wibble go entirely and has his pout out at full force instead. Forget all this. This whole meeting. I put him on sigh. You can't do that. If it's bothering you... Forget all of it. Come here instead. Matt freezes. Please? Foggy's gonna have to call his mom in a bit. Maybe like... tomorrow. Or in a few days. She needs to know that she was right. Like, always. They really did need to talk some things out. Communication is key.